חסר בי, רסט ליין. אומר רבי ואחרון רבי יחנן, ניח לרודום שיודע על סופק אישיש ועל יום נחביר ברבי, מנולה מדור השרובה, מדור השרובה, מה יתכסיב וביצאו לי סומך בן הסופו, קורב לדומה, אומר לדום לפני הקביל בורכו, ובני שלום גול ידור לפני החושב ומכר עם סורי, ולדום משייסס לאורץ. ולא יעיד אפילו בשור שייס כמגויים ואורס, אמרו לי דוד אבו על אישיש מסוסי במה, ואני אמר להם מסוסי בחנק, ויש לחילק ומבו, אבל אמרו לי נחביר ברבים, אין לחילק ומבו. סוטייס וז... לא כתוכם משום דבשב הסופי כשישי שב, ופירי בקונטרד משום דחור הייס מחל מלדובית, כי סיגט לי אשתי, אמנה שאין יומוס יגרשנו, ולתיזוק כליוב, וכל איסר היום היא מסופי כגרשס, וכושל רמנתם, דין קיים, אין זה כל הייצי, אלא דווקא שיש להם אחים, ואין להם בוני. מי הוא בקונטרס, לא דווקא נקטיוב, ושלסן וכושל רמנתם, דום מסך שבס, כל מלדובית חוטה אין אלה תהיה, עמי וחוזר הורי אמנה לחומה הקיים, ומי הוא יש לי, סוממילה, וואי אין אלה תהיה? So it turned out, if she was... If she received the get from Rio on it now, so it depended, so it was contingent upon the non-survival, Nuhome, but he was Chosom Nuhome, so maybe she was an Ishishish. Yirish Litre Shoyer Masnin in Muyarza Bisefa Nuhome. But anyway, Teisa says, says in Forash HaMetam, Nuchemes Bizdovid o Yumigarshan Ligamre, Biloi Shum Tnai, Alo Reoi Sin Adova Bitzino, Kinisho Yikitzna Lishiseyan Lineiso, Likach Kor Lusofik Yishish. So, of course, anyway, so the Gemara says, so here, she wasn't Asur HaMetam because she wasn't an Yishish altogether. Now the Rashi. The body came to Shikicho, and the Lord 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 came to Shikicho. And the Lord came to Shikicho, and the Lord came to Shikicho, כינו שום לא תסתרים פלני, וסתירה שבו העידים שנסתרים הכינו, וכמי ששויו דיבה שבע, ותתברי דוח אומר בלדה, מי ששויו מיד בכינו, ועיד מי אוסרי על הריו, דיו נסח על הריו, נסח על דוביד, דיקאים לו כשיש אסור לבלקר, אסור לבייל, הוליקשק למשמוע קושו, לתתר לרב לזה, הורי כמר נשא שעס על בילה, לסכינו סתירה, מי ששויו, מי שבא שבע, נלמדים כי, שלא ישום כינו סתירה בלי אסחו, עיד לא יביט מיו, אפילו ישירים שזינצו, שמן נסרים בלי כינו ועוקס כמוץ ברבסדובה בויד על ניציס האסורו אם איש שנסרס הבאי לו בידך עוד יאלי בדוד על מומן וכינו סתיר עם ישעים שכינו לו וישעים שניסטרח הכינו אפילו בידך עוד אפילו ביטום אלה ידך עוד למון וכסי בידעים בו וממה כמו כשנמריד עלי כאן שניים וכמר רחמונו הידעים בו תרי אל אחד ולניציס האסורו שגליים דובו שזין ששאר כינו לו וניסטרו וידך עוד מידו שיתמיו ממש לתיק שלו ורבי לו לפסח בסורך לסלס מכשני דמ דומה, שערי דבו בורו לא איש הניבה לו, מבינימה לא יסחו על דובי, שערי דמהר ביודו. גט שחיסס כסף לי איש תשעים יום מלחומו, יגט מי עם סיבוסי, והרי מיסוריה במלחומו תחסיד מלחמי שאול, וסוכיחו תפקידי שאולהים. מרשום וסוכיחו ודוביד לא מדמי איש היובי. להניק שפייצו מחומי סופסים כי דבור אימם רום בינו בינוי לוקדושן תיקח תתלונים על דיגט ונגמור הססום הרבייה אף הנן המתיונה לייק חבלזה וטיפי סז פסח פסוח מצוסי סודן יזנמו לישראלו פסול ניסל עם רבי עם רבי אין לי עם חמישי לא דווקא עם רבי what not why not עם חמישי If he finds Tanif Surim, so he'll come Monday to Bezden. Why does he have to get married on Wednesday? The answer is, because if she'll get married ביים חמישי, אין די פיינסטיין אפסולים, so then when will he be able to come to Besden? Only on Monday, so he might cool off. So, my time is Shumakro Adaite. So he will not come to Besden. Ulimai. So that's why the Chachomim on Misa came. That she be married on Wednesday in case he does find time to him. So he will come to Besden. So, before he cools off, will come to Besden. So the question is, why are we concerned about his cooling off? If it's in respect to not paying the ksuveh, so why should we be concerned about it? Suppose he cools off, so in other words, he will pay the ksuveh, so what's wrong with that? He pays the ksuveh. Suppose he doesn't have to pay it. He pays us, so he commits an avera, he pays the ksuveh, even if he's pot al bedin. Why should we be concerned about it? L.A. is hollow, so we are concerned. Maybe as a result of the few days, so we'll cool off and we'll decide on not come to this, and we'll keep our live with that. We'll be very soon. So because of that, the Chachom no Misa came to prevent him from being given Isa. So it's a riot that he's never. So it's a raya that is nemon. Loi means no raya from Mishnah. The katoin tainer is nemon. But maybe when the tainer is pesach pesuach, then it's not nemon because Bezin will say, maybe he doesn't even know to determine whether it's pesach pesuach or not. But that is nemon, that's something that no one can make a mistake in. So it's no raya. We'll finish up the Gemara, then we'll go to Tesis. Omer Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, Hoeim Er Pesach Pesach Motzosi, Nemon Lav Sidok Suvoso. So Rabbi Lezal just said, that Hoeim Er Pesach Pesach Motzosi, Nemon Le Yisraelov. Not Lav Sidok Suvoso. So Rashi points out, that Rabbi Lezal holds only Le Yisraelov. He's Nemon, because of Shari Nav Shetich Adi Yisure. But Lav Sidok Suvoso is not Nemon. Not Nemo. So Shmuel is chilek. And Shmuel says, Oim, Pesach Pesach Motzosi, Nem Lafsidok Suvoso. Because if a woman is Mizane, so then she loses the Ksuve, because she's in a Garas Haldas. So, in the case where he says, Pesach Pesach Motzosi, so vis-a-vis the Ksuve, Shmuel says, he is Nemo. אמר רבי יוסף מייקו מאשלו אנטיוני הויך ליצל חומו ביהודה שלוי בעידים אין יוח אליט אין תאין הסולים מפני שמשיח עידים או ביהודה ושמשיח עידים so in Yehudah it was customary to be Mishyachi between the Chos and the Kale by the Orus and the Arus the Orus and the Arus so in Mele the fact that he finds a Ribule is no Raya that she was Mizane, because we attributed that she was a bullet from him, from the horse. Behuda udu mocetoi, ho bigolil mocetoi, ulimai, ilei sholo, behude amailei, because, in other words, what is the reason as to why Behuda not? Because we attributed that she was nivalo from him. But he comes to Bezden and he says, no, she was not nivalo from him. So Memele, and it's on the basis of Shavi Nafshi Tichad Yisura, so he should be Nemon. So how can Bezden tell him, well, it's very likely that she had relations with you. But he says, he knows that she didn't have relations with him. So Memele, So on the basis of Shav Mashiach Yisur, he should be Nemon, even Behude. Ilaisal Behude Amalei, Elalav Lafsizuk Suvoso, Udikatoin Taine, my love, the Katoin Taine Pesach Pesuach, Loi, the Katoin Taine is Domi, Mashiach, the Gavi Pesach Pesuach, Gavi Pesach Pesuach, Enat, Rashi. My captor abonon mikra daite nasibly mawin lapsila and his midas, a lovely soli captain soli caradite, the kai mesasuli almikos vitunas in a lay. Tan is only time where I receive like lemmali comely, alpis of a suahimaloch comely, see the boss alpias, me time to come forish, hasokin and terribusum absido, or you also homo beude, shipping wrestling in suin, and your leading tanipsum is going to hoop and shviagri or beude or yardinazo, he shall be gasbo, beura malay, or a pshitel, he shall be bosselo, go bada mahazin, so shabber, to be sure, maligol, maliude, a lot of series of boss of Udal Mafsida, Piramrion, who ball a bearers, and we go much toin, do misiahi, my love, you got toin tanis, pesa pesuach, and so sit up a captain in the doors, we toy tainum hahas. אבל ישמחים דמון אליו דיקושתי הוא לא ימפסיס את עושה ואם הוא יושא נמתחילו ימגר שו ולא ולא יתורה בשביל הסניסויים ומי הוא ביהודה לא ימהמון שם הוא בועל בימי אירסן וישוחח או יהרו בו מתיחי בוסו ולא יודע שישי בפסולאו לא ידיק אותו אינטיינס דומים לא ילומי מלוכו בדובו שני יוכל לבררי אין נמו להפסיק את בוסו ודין You can must this and I cannot become what toin did the toin tiny domin. Oh, again, show you long, shushbinin. Shem sham show you somebody nasis novidovo. The ro be bait. The tiny boy. Eat marom rabnach and mashmuel, shrapshin alozo. Hahom in tikno and the nasi soil, lipsulo messiah, ural monomono. The heme menuo. Shimoma pesach posuach mozosi. נאמון, אם כי מריל חכום תקנתום, או מרובי חזוקים ומתריע ביסודו ומפסידום. חכום הם תקנו לאישו. כלי מריע וכסוב דרעי, כסובו שדרעי יצא, לא יבנמו להפקיעו אלא בליס ידוע, וכסובו שחכום תקנו, הם אמרו והם אמרו, הם שתקנו אמרו, שונם להפסידו, אביטן, אז פסח פסוח. אם כן שביוד להפקיעו, מה יהיו לחכום בתקנתון, שתיקנו לא כסובו, חזוק אין יותר יביסודה, אין לא חושיית אין עודם כך, אלא באמת, שימו יוסי נאיסו מתחילו, ויתרע ביסודו, וכן זו ומפסיסודו עושה חינון, אלא היו ניגר שום מתחילו. So, from this Gemara it appears that these are the Israel of, so is Nemon on the basis of Shabbat Nafshech Tichadiso. These are the Ksube. So then it depends. If we say Ksube the Raise, then he's not Nemon to be Mafsid Ksube. But if we say Ksube the Rabbonon, so he's Nemon to be Mafsid the Ksube. Now, most Rishenim say, even though not all Rishenim agree with this, that this Halacha of Reina Pesach Pesach Mitzosim Nemo le Yisholov is only Shayach where she contradicts it. When he says Pesach Pesach Mitzosi, so she says, you're lying, you did find me Ipsu, but you're not telling the truth. So then it's Nemo le Yisholov. But suppose she doesn't contradict it. And they both come to Bezdin and he says Pesach Pesach Mitzosi. And he says, true, Pesach Pesach Mitzosi. But I was Mizane before the Gishon. So then, most Rishenim say, they are Rishenim Rachim, but most Rishenim say, in such a case, so she's not a Suran. Because true, Shaven Afshetar Yisra. So you believe him. But she also admits that. But she says that she was Mizane before the Gishon. Some of Mele, she's not a Suran. the Asam Rishayim Machir. But that's the Shita of most. That's the Shita of most Hashem. The Shita of most Hashem. Thesis that there's a lot. Oin a Pesach Poshuach. Mosos, Pierce the Kuntres, the kind of dummy coma, he can shenev the amap, Oishin Mishpachat Dokati, Shenon Dom, the Rachme Forest, the Begles from Mukaseit, England Dom, Avol in Peace from Poshuach, the Yochel Litain Tainas Pesach Poshuach. There's the sheet of the Rach, and the Rachmiswar, and the Rambam is a big marriage. He mentions the Girse and the Shitz Chavisval. Usually the Rambam doesn't do that. And the Rambam rejects the Shita of the Chavisval of the Rach. And the Rambam Shita is like Rashi. The Rach meforesh the Beyes and Mukasei Tumen Domi. Our own peace from Pesuach. The Yochel Litin Tainas Pesach Pesuach. The Koshe the Pirush Rach. The Amrinon de Nairez, Ubeires, Ingo, Tiny Sulim. The Omarav, Beires, Nason, Lilo, Risheno. So in other words, so every dam that she sees, that, so another Nason, Lilo, Risheno, and his mutter, Lovio, Leo, Lilo, Risheno, because the dam that she sees is attributed to the psulim. Who begres no time of psulim? So how can you say that the begres does not have a time of psulim? If by begres there is no dam, so how can you attribute the dam that she sees to the beer, but there is no dam by beggars anyway. So then, there is a tainus domi by beggars. But hochemaskinon dikotoin tainus pesach pesuach. So a beggars does not have the taine of pesach pesuach because. By Begres, so that even if she was not, even if she is a psule, so still the Pesach is Pesuach. Even if she is a psule. Mashma de Pisro Pesuach, v'yeish lo domim, so it's not like Rach. So then Tisa says that the Rach has a different Girse. V'yeish lima, the Rach goris ki Girse Rishene shoye Pesuach. I dikotoin tainis pesuach hochename. Hochename. That by Begres there is the tain of pesuach. Hochem askinon, when do we say Begres? Eilo tainis psulim. That is dikotoin tainis domin. Vohem perushi. Vohem arav Begres neisen lailo risheino. Omitalinon kol alaylo vidam psulim mashma dike begres diisli dam psulim tuve in kei mi efsher if there is an excess of dam by begres so yefsher lishem begres shalo yipischo sosom if there is an excess of dam so mele it is to be pischo sosom afilein lo dam vim kei yeishlo tani psulim bipesach psuach Mishane idikotoin pesa pesuach, hoch name yeshu tainis psulim, hoch maskin les like tainis psulim, be tainis domi. Mishundik rebegres di domeo koli. Doesn't mean, even according to the Rach, that by begres there is no tainis domi, it doesn't mean that every begres there is no dam bibi oshem. But, by begres, so it's possible. That by Bia Rishena there is no dam. Dike Beger did Domel Kolim, Omiyo Birushalme Mashma Loi Kipirshach. Die kommen aus dem Rebbeinig, ist im Rebfries, bei Bekers, die kommen in Besuch, schon Jain. Wie ich die Jaschig und in Domin kommen. Ich bin in Stamm, hab ich es dumme Leilam, liebe Jain, ich bin der auch nicht im Chobis Rekonis. Aber hab ich Besuch, hab ich liebe Jain, hab ich Jain. Kar Bekers, hab ich in Domin, hab ich Jesu. Und ich mache immer seine Zlomin, sie für die Schrach. Und dann habe ich aber alle Bämte, Pratli Bekers, ich komme zu. Anyway, das ist der between the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Chachmei Svart, and the Rambam is like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, not like Chachmei Svart, and the Rambam is a big marich in Pirkei Dalef Milchashis. So it seems like a machlekes in Mitzias, but I can't help it. That's how it appears. So according, it's two Gersois. So according to the Gers of Chachmei Ashkenaz, and the Rambam, so a Begres does not have the tainess. Does not have the tainess psulim of Pesach Pesach, but the tainess domim, it being says, according to the Rach, it goes the other way. Tainess domim, it doesn't have the tainess of Pesach Pesach, so by Begras Ishayach. Loi tzricha beishes keyen, vim teina vinei knach es koso, sheikshir oli kune vinei medi laf tacht of zin so. Now the Gemara says that if the Baal who is a Kayan comes to Bezn and says Pesach Pesach Matzosi, so he's Nemon, so Mele she's Asuro to him, because since we believe him in respect to himself, that Pesach Pesach Matzosi means she was Mizane, but we don't know when she was Mizane. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is she was Mizana before the Kedushin, so then she's Mitaraste. The other possibility is that she was Mizana after the Kedushin, so she was Asura, even if it was Bainus, even if she was raped, because she is by Lokin. So the Gemara says she's Asura. So the Kashi is, but since it's a Sophic, whether we know relative to him, we know she was Mizana. But the Sophic is when? Before the Gdushin or after the Gdushin? So why aren't we Taylor the Chazoke? She has a Chazoke of Ksheo Likon. She has a status quo of being with Teras Likon. Teras Likon. So now the Shaila is she? Now she was Ksheo Likone originally. When she was born, she was certainly Ksheo Likone. The question is, was she Mizane after the Kedushin, so she became Asura Likone? Or was she Mizane before the Kedushin, so she Muteres Likone? So why aren't we Tele and the Chazoke? She, the Chazoke, her status quo is one of being Muteres Likane. So Mele, we should assume that she was Mizane before the Kedushin, so she's still Muteres Likone. She's still Muteres Likone. Vintima v'nei k'machas koso, sheik shiro likune, v'nei medu laftacht of zinso. Now, why does this says the kashe? On the basis of chazoket mikor of shiro likune, why doesn't this says the kashe on the basis of chazkas kashas? Why doesn't this says the kashe on the basis of chazkas kashas? She has a chazkas kashas. So we should say that she wasn't Mizane as Nishishish, but she was Mizane as Ipnuye. So the Shidduch Betzes mentions Ipshat, because Chazkas Kashras is only Shayach. What is Chazkas Kashras? Chazkas Kashras means that every person is presumed innocent until he's proven guilty. So that's only Shayach. If the question is whether a person is guilty or is innocent. So it has kashas. A person is to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But suppose we know a person is guilty. But the question is he guilty of first degree murder or second degree murder? So as long as he's not insane, so we don't say Cheskes Kashres, he's only guilty of second degree murder. Not, I mentioned that as an example. So, not of first degree murder. Here, She's certainly not innocent. Suppose she was Nizana Ziknuya, so she's innocent. The soul's not there. But any day me da vere of being Nizana Ziknuya, if da vere of being Nizana Ziknuya, of course, it's more homo. So we may lay, we cannot say Chazkaskashas. Cannot say Chazkaskashas. It's not such a little portion. But the Shulk Besses, there is one Rishon who says that. And that's probably Teisa Shita. Because if Teisa Shita had been that we can apply the Chazkas Kashas not only in a situation where the question is a person innocent or guilty? So we say he's innocent. Why should we be chayshet that he's guilty? But even when we know he's guilty, but the question is guilty to what extent? Guilty in a lesser avere or a serious avere? So we should also say Cheskes Kashas, only less Aveir. So then, Teisves Kudes de Kashe, Noikma Cheskes Kashas, Shaloi Zinso Tachto, but only Zinso, as if Nuye, Teisves doesn't test that Kashe. So apparently Teisves Shiti is, if we know that the person is guilty, and the question is what kind of guilt, degree of guilt, then we cannot apply the concept of Chazkas Kashas. But Teisa is another Kashi. Chazokin Mikor. She was certainly Sheva Likone. It says Sheva Likone. Do we know that she's a Sol Likone Oidam? No. If she was Nizane, Tachtov, then she's a Sol Likone. So then the status quo of Sheva Likone terminated. But so we should be telling the Chazokin. So Teisa give the Teres V'yesh Leima the other Rabbi Islom Limeina the Hashd Nibar the Ikne Aches Kaz Guf Shehoi Sapsul. In other words, there are two kinds of Chazok and Mikor. There is one type of Chazok and Mikor of Cheskes Aguf, and another type of Chazok and Mikor, not Cheskes Aguf, but Cheskes Adin. I mean, Poskim call it Cheskes Adin, in Rishen. In other words, let's say, here, there is a conflict between two Chazokis. Every Cheskes Aguf is also Chazok and Mikor. But there is a conflict between two Chazok and Mikor. Chazok and Mikor means status quo. So in other words, one Chazok and Mikor is that the status quo of being Mutaras Likun. This woman, originally, at the very outset, she was Mutaras Likun. When she was born, she was certainly Mutaras Likun. The question is, maybe as a result of his news, she became a Sol Likun. She became a Sol Likun. That's not a Cheskes Aguf. That's not a Cheskes Aguf. That's a Cheskes Din. Because legally, halachically, so she was Mutaras Likun originally. And the question is whether that status quo being legally Mutaras Likun changed, terminated. That's Cheskes Adin. Then there is another Chazokin. Because originally she was a psul, and now the question is, of course, now she's not a psul. So she's the physical condition state changed. But the question is, when did it change? Did it change prior to the Gdushin? Or did it change subsequently? If he changed prior to the Gdushin, so then she's Mutaras Likun. If this physical state of being a Psule changed after the Gdushin, was Poka after the Gdushin, so then she's Asura Likun. Now, insofar as Chazok and Mikore is concerned, so Chazok and Mikore we say not only in the case where it's not known whether the status quo changed or not. So we assume he didn't change. Even if we know that the status quo changed, but the question is whether he changed at an earlier day or at a later day. So we have to say that it only changed today, not at an earlier day. Not an earlier day. Now, let's say, a woman, let's say, wants to get married. Wants to get married. The question is she Gmuye or she's not? We certainly don't have to be Cheshish, maybe she's not Cheshish. Because we rely on the Chazok. She's a Gmuye originally, she wasn't born in Cheshish. So, we assume that that status quo continued until we find out that that status quo changed. But suppose we know that the status quo changed. Suppose we know that the status quo changed. And the question is, when did it change? Did it change a year ago, or it changed only today? So you also have to apply Chazaka. Even if we know that he changed, she's not a Pnuya anymore. But the question is, did it change a year ago? She became an Ishishish a year ago, or she became an Ishishish only today? So then we have to postpone the change of status to the last day. And until it is established that the status quo changed a year ago, so we have to assume that it only changed today. So Mele, here too, there is a conflict between the two Chazokas. From the point of view of the Cheskas Din, of being Mutar Likune, so we should say now that she was Mizane, prior to the Kiddushin. Because if she would be Mizane, substance of the Kiddushin, then she would be Asur Likune. So from the point of view of being Mamshich, the status of being Muteras Likayem, we should say she was Mizane before the Kiddushin. From the point of view of Cheskes Aguf, she was a psula originally. And now she's not a psula. But the question is, now she's not a psula. So that non-psula took place only recently or some time ago. So we have to say that only recently that change of psula to non-psula took place. But recently, after the Kedushin, so she's a soul. So Mele, so whenever there is a conflict between two Chazokes, so the two Chazokes cancel each other. So it's like there is no Chazoke. So they neutralize each other. So Mele is a Sofik Hashom. There's the Pshat in this thesis. Now, the boy say me, Beishas Yisrael, the copy of Bovi of Dushin Prusom Vazgimul Shonim, Vim Tema Arakati Ike, Svek Sveike, Sofik Beine, Sofik Berotz, Vim Timsal Berotz, Sofik Shik Tano, Pituk Tano Einsu, Kidam Rino Babo Yvem Tei, so Teis is the Kashi, even Beishes Yisrael, the Kabul Bobi of Dushin Prusim Basgim Shonim, we still have this vexing. One Sophic is maybe Beines, maybe it was Beines, so she's Muteras Le Bailo. Below Nitviso Asur, Hon Nitviso Muteras. Assuming that it is Birotsin, maybe she was Mizane Birotsin while she was still a Ktano, in minor. And Pitu Ktano, is Enesu, Pituk Tano is Enesu. Kela Amrinon be'abol v'empe, v'yesh le'ima, v'shein Enes chadol, all the v'shein give the parents. In other words, Zwecksfähige, that's called Zwecksfähige Missionar. Because in final analysis, it's the same thing. Why? So if she was raped, as a dealer, so she's an Anusma. And suppose she was not raped, but she was seduced, and she gave her consent. But she gave her consent when she was 11 years old. So again, Peter Ktaneinesu, so again raped. What difference does it make, this kind of rape, that kind of rape? In civil law, it's called statutory rape. In other words, when a man seduces a minor, so then, even though she gives her consent, so it's called statutory rape. That means pitu ktano, they have the concept of pitu ktano enesu. So in final analysis, it's the same thing. So that's svexveike mishemechot. I mean, there is a difficult chamor in respect to chodosh. In respect to chodosh. So the Ramo says, that, that Ramo has reference to the conditions in his day that were allowed to eat, let's say, the pastries, nastam, because there is a possibility, there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the pastry was baked from the crop, of a previous year. And the previous year, let's say 5 years ago. And assuming that it's of the new crop, maybe it was nishrash, because Chodesh HaChodosh depends upon Hashrosh. Hashrosh is 3 days after the planting. So if the planting took place, let's say, a few weeks before Pesach, let's say on the 1st of Nisan. So by the time of the Zion year, so it's already, so after the Zion year, so it's mutter. So the Ramo says, so merely it's mutter. So it's usually explained on the basis of Svexvik. The question against the Ramo is, but it's Svexvikim Shemechot. Because what difference does it make whether it's the crop of 1981 or the crop of 1986, but it's before Pesach. So it's the same thing in final analysis. So it's a difficult Ramo. I mean, and there are other pshatim. One pshat in the Ramo is, I mentioned again because some I want to be maker on the basis of the Ramo. But I think the pshat in the Ramo is the Ramo doesn't mean svexveike. He mentions the mitzias, the actual data. I mean, in view of the fact that there is a possibility that the tfuye was 5 years before, 5 years before, 4 years before, 3 years before, 2 years before, 1 year before, and even if it's this year's crop, if there is still a possibility that it's Yoshi. Because the Ashroshe took place before the Zayin B'Nissan. So Mimele, on a practical level, there is a roof. It's a form of, of figuring out that there are more chances that it's Yoshin that rather than Chodosh. He doesn't mean Svexveike. He means roof, you see. But Svexveike, you couldn't base it upon Svexveike because it's Svexveike Mishemachot. What difference does it make? The same topic. Whether it's of a crop of 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or it's the crop of this year, but before Pesach, same thing, doesn't make any difference. Like this day's fest, whether she was raped mamesh, or she was seduced while she was a ktano. So again, it's anusa. So it's needless. This is what, yes.
Why isn't there a law of the prophets? Because here, it's not equal.
In other words, you have to figure out, that most of the cases is either albinus or statue.
statutory. It's not like that. We don't have such statistics.
Over there, it just happens. It just happens. That's what Ramon means. But it's not necessarily so. That seems there are two types of anus. So maybe it's wrong. It can, there are two types of anus, but it's not wrong. It's not wrong. On the contrary, you see, the thesis says, that Luisa Colley is lame. So on the contrary, that from the point of view of Rov, so it's not Rov, it's not anus. It's Berotzen's insult. Just the opposite. Over there it just happens to be, but there are more mentions it because of this. That it all depends upon the facts, you see. It all depends upon the facts. And it's a question of statistics. You know, how many of the pastries, you know, so are from the old crop, are from the crop of a year before, how many of the pastries are from the crop of 2 years, and how many of the pastries so were planted, let's say, a number of days before Pesach? It depends upon the facts. And here it joins the reverse, Stacy says. So anyway, you cannot finish the thesis. Now, you look over for tomorrow the Sugdin Dushin Daf Pei and in Yivomes Daf Kufyut. Where is it in Yivomes? It's Daf Kufyut Ches. Daf Kufyut Ches, Kufyutes, Yivomes. Kufyutes, yeah, okay. Kufyutes, all right. Sweet. So even if the father of the Kabbal Dushin, when she was younger than Mushanim, so there still is that thing. Once there is no Sophic, maybe she was in so Kedem Tachter because it's Solero Chesrin. But there is a spectator. One Sophic is maybe it was Venus. And if we say the Rotsin, maybe it was a Dinenus because of Peter Kananesu. The Yesh Leima, the Sheminus Chad. In other words, that's the cloud. That's all the Shemin mentioned. That Svekstik and Shemechod is not a Svekstik. It has to be Svekstik and Mishnation. Vim Tema, the Meikme, the Cheskas Hepea, the Baila. So it's only one Sophic. Sophic Beine, Sophic Berotzen. So why aren't we Tehlan Kazoke? Because she has a Cheskas Hepea Baila, and Mela we should assume that it was Beine's. That was Venus. The Nikme the Cheskas Hepea, the Bailo. The Eish Leima, the Einso Kol Yislo. Kidam Rimon Berushalme, Einso Yishlo Kol. He has set things with Kudeves, not Akash, not only on the basis of the Nikme the Cheskas Hepea, but the Nikme the Cheskas Kashkas. making the cheskes kashkes. In other words, they are in the previous stage, they're so light. So, the Shnei Rebbetzin says that when can we make the cheskes kashkes? When the question is a person innocent or guilty. But if a person is guilty, the question is to what extent is guilty? Is he guilty of a lesser crime or is guilty of a more serious crime? Then we don't say cheskes kashkes. But here, in other words, she was mizane, and certainly mizane tachta. But the question is, the inis of a rotsin, is the rotsin, so she is, so it's a terrible crime, but if the inis, so she's completely innocent. So mele, so here we cannot say, she's certainly not innocent. No, if the inis, so she's completely innocent. So in the Tanakh, Tesis could have asked that kashe too, but Tesis says, cheskaseter legal. Vintina vinitme de cheskaseter legal. Somebody is guilty, so then he's executed. So, but in all the civilized countries, so this concept is recognized, that a person is to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. Legal, that's cheskes. But, now let me mention the more example. Now, the Ramo in Cheshabes, it's around, she remembers something. So the Ramo says, Kotin Shechiles Hashabes. Oishe Hiko, sorry. Oishe also, Shor Aveiro Bikat Musei. אף על פי שהיא מחויב לעשי שתובה לכל מקרים צורך כפור but when you צורך כפור how do you get כפור also by doing tshuva in other words he is not מחויב to do tshuva but in other words he needs כפור if he wants to have כפור then he has to do tshuva even though he did the avere he was מחל שבס because he was a big so he needs כפור. What does it mean? That he caught me. Yeah, caught me the echel in Bayless in Besley to him at visit. But it's also to him, he's up to him, he'll die. In the rice, he'll say it to me. In Sahil, he has a Godo a Lakoto. He has a Godo a Lakoto. So it's in Lisa the rice to be Misape. And a Bayle to him caught me. He'll die in the rice. Why? Because when cotton eats in the air, so it's a mice available, it's a simple air. Only thing is, the cotton is for prevention, and the cotton does not have the shemroshe. That's why it's not clear to the chupe, because the machayev of chupe, of the meat of chupe, is the shemroshe, and the person doesn't avail any avail. So he acquires the shemroshe, even if he doesn't be shegik, so he doesn't acquire shemroshe. So he acquires the shemchete. The more in Shabbos, we mentioned it, the more in Mundus, in Shabbos, in Chorodo, Mamezikli Kocheite, Yapsheikli Kocheite, Yotzotim Shemishbo. So, Yika Shabbos Meilom, Shemishbo Kocheite, that's why Mundus says he's not higher the Kov. So, Sheik is also Kocheite, you know, I mean, he didn't know that it's also, you know what we say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have known. Holy will made the Romad. And if the Shegik or the Shivas might say, what he forgot that it's Shabbos, he thought it was Sunday for the moment. He shouldn't have been so absent-minded to forget. He should have been on guard not to forget that it's Shabbos. Of course, he's not as guilty as one who does something amazing, but there is an element of guilt in Shegik. He's not completely innocent.
a person who doesn't avail of the shaykh is not innocent. He's not innocent. So he caught him. He's moved up Shemosh. Shemosh. But in my severity, it's a sinful act. It's a sinful act. So now the Gemara. So that's why he's so sad. So in order to be nafish, that depends upon the Shemosh and faith. When a person doesn't avail it, gives it, Shem Roshe, Shem Chayte, so then we are mechuyek to be mafish in Yisur. But a kohen, he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, so God may have a veiles. Ain't there in Yisur Achise. But in Yisapi Yedai, it doesn't depend on a Shem Roshe, as long as it is a simple act, it's a nice avail, so we may lay not allowed to Yisapi Yedai. Now there is it. So, the Bir Agro, in Yom HaShabbos, mentions the Gemara in Sanhedrin as a riot to that deal that Kotlin Shechil as a Shabbos or Yikar Sobi or also Shori Zahir Abikat Musay so Tzorach Kapot. More in Sanhedrin that in Hayom Beis in Perek Av Mises, the sixth line from the top, the boy Rabbanune, Yisroel Abol Abheima B'Sheyit. There's a loch if somebody is Reveyas Abheima, so it's Chayav Mises, but the Heima is also Machayav Mises. So the question is, suppose Yisroel is Reveyas Abheima B'Sheyit, Yisroel B'Sheyit. So the question is the behemoth Mechiyavis Nisei or the behemoth is not Mechiyavis Nisei? Mal, Takole Bikolim Bino. The reason as to why the Torah is Mechiyavis Nisei to the behemoth Anavas, for I mean, the behemoth is not bound by the mitzvah Sisur, so why does the Torah say that we have to be down the behemoth? Requires Madin, Sanhedrin. What's the reason? Takole di kolen dinon, vochin kolen ike, takole leke, oi dilme kolen apal pishen takole. So there might be two reasons. One is takole, because since the soil was nichshel for the behemoth, he became involved in a terrible affair for the behemoth, so minele the behemoth is higher than this. Mitzat HaKol, or because of Kol, Shalei Dibhei HaBehimo Iberes Bishuk, and then people put out, oh, this is the Behemo, that this and this person was Rebeya. That's Kol. So the question is, in order to be Chayavis Mise, we need both Takole and Kol. And what here, Behoche, Kol Nike, what a Kol like. Even though I mean Nadir Bishayik is Nadir, but it's not the kind of a kole for which the behemoth is Chayavis Nisei. There are degrees in Takol. Some Mele in the case where you soil the Rebeya Adhem Bishayik, there is no Nisei. There is no Nisei. Because there is no Takole. Or it will be calling out of Pishayim Takole. As far as the element of Takole is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. Still, this behemoth is not executed. Every time the behemoth will be buried, be sure people point out to the behemoth, this is the behemoth that this person was redeemed. Omar Rabbi Yisik Toshma, Bashol Yishonim Yimechot Niskadesh Es Bidiyeh, Vimbo Elo Yobin Konek, וחיות מעולה משמי שישי, שום כאן מסבל וכאן משפתח כאלה, מזיז לשן, איך לזיתחום מבוא על היחוד מהפסולים, פוסטל מהקונה, ואם בוא על היחוד מכל הרי, שם נוריד בתאירו, מום צימאו יודו, וכי פטורו, היחוד מכל הרי, ואפילו בהימו. So that means that that if a behemo is reveya, a ktano, that in Basmushan Vimeho, so then the behemo is higher as Nisi. So the more assume, inasmuch as the behemo is revas, ktano, so mele, there is no takor, because who was Mirshu in that era? A cotton, a ktano. And still, the behemoth is chayev as nisa, so it's a raya that the chayev of the nisa of the behemoth is the element of color, even without takor. So, maybe if somebody is boal a behemoth, he shege, it should also be chayev as nisa. So, the more refutes that. So, the more says, boch, and you call me get a color leke, you got on a moon, you all yodo. So, no, the terrace, no. We can say that for calling alone, there is no chidmis of the day. It must involve the element of takole. But you ask here, there is no element of takole because a cotton is involved, the ktane. So keeping the nizidahu, since the ktana is a nizido, in nizido, so mele takole namelik, the rachmoneu de chosalo, alo dido. Alo dido chos. Abehim eloi chos. So the Goyen says, that's what it means, takol namike. What does takol mean? Takol means my saveya. The sinful act, the criminal act that is involved. So, when Sugimor in the Havamine assumed that when he cotton does not really move lazy, some mele, it's not the Maisavere. So the Gemara says, no, it is the Maisavere. And the Maisavere is the same kind of Maisavere as when done by cotton, as when done by Godel. But Rachmon and the Chosalo, or the Potter of Bonshin, but it's the Maisavere it is. So Mele, that's why he saw of Kapor. He saw of Kapor. The Goyen says that. He mentions the Gemara that night. So Mele, we can say that here too, seeing the Shnubetze says, the case of Shite is that the whole concept of Kashvas is only Shaykh when the question is a person innocent or guilty? So then every person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. But if we know not innocent, but how guilty? So then we don't apply the concept of Kashvas. So here too, Even though it's a ktano and pitu ktano inesu, but it's not like a regular ines. It's a dines. Pitu ktano inesu is mamish ines. Pitu ktano inesu doesn't mean that a ktano who is 3 years old, who doesn't know the meaning of his male. Pitu ktano inesu means even a ktano who is 11 years old. She's not bas mitzvah yet, so. She's innocent. She's not any more innocent than if she would do the same avera, she would be nizane a day later. Then she's already bas mitzvah. So then she's guilty. And just because there's still one day for her to become a dela, so she's completely innocent. Does it make sense? So, and since kotn takol navike, so that means innocent given. But it's a aloche, pitu ktanenis. No matter what, it's a aloche as a dinonis. Because in the aloche of onus is not only excellence, there is a aloche of dinonis also. So that also, when pitu in iktane, even if she's 11 years old, and she has dash, she has seich, and everything. But as a dinonis, but innocent she isn't. She's Potter of Onishin. So Melechas Kes Kashres, we cannot apply. But Tezus is the Kashi. Tezus is the Kashi. Vinit Melechas Kes Kashi Tal. She has a status quo of being the Teres Levail. Now the question is, now because of this news, maybe she's a soul Levail. So that status quo of being the Teres Levail terminated. Yet, Maybe she was Mizane Beines. So it didn't terminate. So we should be tailored and assume that she was Mizane Beines, because of the Cheskeset HaLevayim. The Yishleimah, the Unse Kol Yisrael. Ki Da'am Pinon Birushalme, Unse Yishli Kol. The Hashtag Leke Kole, Havali Hotzum Rube, Umi Udeinez, the Rube the Chazoke, Rube Odi. So can you be the Terex? No, here we cannot be tailored. And Cheskeset HaLevayim, because anus usually has a call. If a woman is raped, so it arouses notoriety. People start talking about that terrible thing. And here, there is no notoriety. No one said anything about it. He just found out that she was Nizam. So that's a raya that this news did not take place by anus, because had it according to the principle of Rov, so people should have talked about it. It should have aroused not a riot. And it did not, so it's a riot that it did not take place then. So how did it take place? The Rots. So that's why, so even though from the point of view of the Cheskeset HaLevayim, we should say it took place then, but Rube v'Chazoke, Rubodik, so there is a conflict between the bureau of Hazoke and the bureau of Rov. So what prevails if there is a conflict between the bureau of Hazoke and the bureau of Rov? The bureau of Rov prevails. So in Melee, we cannot assume that she was misanimated. So what do we have to say? If the bureau of Rov prevails, we have to say that she was misanimated. So in case it says another question. In Tema, this next economics. So why does the Mora say that if the father was not recovered, he should also cousin by Kimushon Mechot? So then, if he says Pesachusua, so she would harass because of his next age. Two stages. One topic, maybe Venus, even if it is after the Gush. And assuming that it was the Hotsun, maybe Kaden the Gush. So he would harass. But how one suffix there is, maybe kidding the Gushin, but assuming that it's not kidding the Gushin, Racham Gushin, so then we have to say on the basis of Rubel Chazot Echotodi that it was the Rotsen. So there is no sex take. One suffix is eliminated because of Rubel Chazot Echotodi, very strong cash. So then they say, die gedinte waren die sofette genannt hat selbst sofette ist genannt das war mir weil ich auch hat sofette gesofette tacht und wo die scheich gut von das hat gesagt wenn mir die drei rote die rot zu nehmen rot kommen und hat mir der rabbon die hat die machen sechs die geschore und wir machen hat welche hasch der rabbon und rot nur die gabein es rube der aschke von kai gabne gabitin schnin so ich habe ihn da habe Rube mit Rabbonon und hohe Kamera Geich ein Hossam den Seher in all of his atrum and how this Teretz by the V has to be explained on the surface. It doesn't really make sense what is Jesus says that Jesus says the very strong Kasha. I mean, how can we say that there is a sex ache if the father was not the Kabul to show us a Pusmer in the Jomiyah? So there is a sex ache. There is only one topic is eliminated because of the rope of Rov's news, the anus arouses notoriety, and here it didn't arouse notoriety, so it's a raya that he didn't be for his anus. So there's only one subject, maybe Loitachto. So why is it Teres? So can be a Teres. This rope of coal and that most unseen arouse notoriety, so is not the Rov Midaraisi, it's only Rov Midaraisi. So strange. How can we say it's a Rov Midaraisi, and not the Rov Midaraisi? In regard to a deen, we can say Midaraisi, Asli Rabono, but in regard to Mitzias, Chayach is in Midaraisi, Rabono. Either Mitzias is one way, or the Mitzias is the other way. But Midaraisi, the Mitzias is one way. אין מי רבונון במציאס ידעת רואה אני נקסם איזה פשט איזה פשט ג'ורג' ברנרד שואו had a lot of wheat, so he wrote once that there are three kinds of untruths of lies. Just he says a small lie, sometimes the person says a small lie, and the big lie, and then there is even a higher form of the lie, that's a statistical lie, that's the highest kind of lies. So I mean, so in respect to the statistical facts, all right, so that could be, I mean, it's the highest untruth, I mean, instead of being the truth. But when Teisler says there is a rob, because robs losing the anus have out of variety, so it's a fact, it's not a statistical fact, as you show. It's a fact. So how can you say, no, in the rice it's not a fact, it's only a fact in the rubber, for an example. Only a thing. And Teisler mentions, but let's see what Teisler could mean by that. What Teisler could mean, and it doesn't even make sense. It's not a cash. It doesn't make sense. So. So one should be on guard, because it's a very wise, witty statement by George Bernard Shaw. He should be on guard against proving things on the basis of a poll, on the basis of statistics, because only mislead people. According to all these statistical data, so the world wouldn't exist today. According to all the polls that were taken in 1940, so then Hitler should have occupied Britain in the beginning of 1941, I mean, according to all the polls, but he didn't. Now there is a Gemara. There is such a thing as Hablonis. Hablonis means when a person, man, marries a woman, so he sends her certain gifts. Sometimes he sends her the gift for two shluchim, not one shluch. So then there is a possibility. Possibility, maybe, that in other words, if he was mishudeches to a certain person. And then the mishudech, I don't want to say chosin, even though that's the popular expression, because chosin al-kdim means that he's already married to her. Mishudech is just a promise. But, all right, one time, I'll use that in popular sense. If the chosin sends the kallah sabonis, then all the edim, all the two edim share, so then there's a problem. Maybe he meant he's already, she's mishudeches to him, engaged to him. Maybe he meant it with her as good. Shabbat Kesef is just as good. So, let's guess it. So the Gemara is an abaya, that minimum base. Whether it's cheshishin isablones, or in cheshishin isablones. Then the Gemara says, my havalot. but it must come to us. Patience at once and out. Omar has got the repentance. The Asr that noon and days, in the middle, in the middle, what in Dushin is, that noon and days. The Asr didn't catch it, hold on himself, the Chayshinot. He said, hold on, catch it. Loi Chayshinot. It depends. If it is a place where the custom is that first the man is Mikavish, the woman, and then he sends her gifts, food gifts, all kinds of gifts. So then, Chayshina. Because since the minig is that first the Dushin takes place, and then the Sablonis, the gift is sent to her, so once a gift is sent to her by two shluchim, so if the Chayshina says, maybe this is not the Sablonis itself, this is the Dushin. This is the Dushin that precedes the Sablonis. Where is the Sablonis? Well, that will come later. That will come later, and this is the Dushin. The Asr Mikache, Vodam Sabre, I suppose that today it's not Chayach, because today it's universal practice that when one is Mikadesh Anisho, he is Mikadesh Ritabas. Who is Mikadesh? Not with a bar, this is something I mean that is complied with everybody. Everybody is mad. All conservative rabbis, all reform rabbis, the reform rabbis who officiate mixed marriages in the church, but this is a mad. It has to be a ring and a round ring that I mean, it has to be a. And everybody makes a speech, I mean, the significance of the round. In other words, I mean, it has to be a life of happiness, you know, without an interruption. That's why it's drowned, and every rabbi becomes a mystic all of a sudden, you know, when he discusses, you know, the significance of this custom, of this custom. So I don't think that today we should be chayshish. I don't think whether anybody has such a shaila, because fortunately or unfortunately, So this minig of sending gifts of intuiting sharing doesn't exist today. So maybe that child never came up. I never heard of such a child. But if it did come up, I don't think that today there would be any chosh. Because it's universal practice, you are mikadesh with the ring, not with a cake. I mean, so maybe there is no chosh. But Bisman Admore, there was no one uniform way of being Kaddish Mish. So sometimes one's Mekaddish the Tabas, sometimes with Kesef, sometimes with Shove Kesef. But today, so there is no, there is uniform way. Anyway, so the Omer at my Havalo, Omer at Pope, the Asad in Kachevod, and the Sadle Chayshino. If it's a place where the custom is, first in Mikadish and then send Sablonis. So if the Chosin sent Sablonis out the 280 to the Kale without saying he's sending him to the Zdushin of the Cheshish, maybe he means with the Zdushin. So where's the Sablonis? That will come later. But Misavlev Hoda Mikache Loi Chash. But suppose the practice in the city is first they send Sablonis, and then the Amikadish, and now he sends Sablonis, he sent a cake. Are the 280 shluchim who don't have the chayshish? Because people act in accordance with the convention, with the custom. So how could it be with the resolution that according to the convention, so you must first send it's a chayshish yadeh, that you must first send Sablonis a gift, and then the Amikadish. And this is the first gift that he sent to her. So this is the preliminary step that precedes the bush. So we don't have to be chayish. So misav od mekache lechashu. So the Gemara says, "Kache v'odam misav le pshite," that we have to be chayish, because since the most people first day. The Amikadish, and then the sense of oneness. Now here he sent the cake, he shot a pute, more than a pute. So Mele,
Maybe that is the Gdushin. And what is the Sadmanis that will come later? So of course, what kind of a Chiddush is it? So Gemara says, Loi tzricha deruga mikache v'hoda misav. Umiute misav le v'hoda mikache. Malo ditein v'neichos, umiute komash. The tzrach is gears. In other words, at first Gemara thought that it's reference to a case where the universal practice is to be in Mikadish Vodamisav, not just raw people. So then it's cheating. Now you want to say not that the Tarpota is reference to a case where the universal practice is to be Mikadish Vodamisav. Most residents, most Hasani, so are Mikadish Vodamisav. But there is a new Hasani who are Misavre Voda Mikadish. Mao detaine nechush le mute komash. So things are saying the kashi. What kind of nechush is it in Kule? From the point of view of the world, we have to be chesh that it's all the resolution, because most Hasani in that city have the practice of first sending Gushin and then sending Sablonis. So maybe this is the Gushin and the Sablonis will come later. But from the point of view of the mute people, the city, so then it's misable for the Mikach. So how could anybody hear this out of Isaac? We shouldn't be chesish. We should be chesish, we should anticipate. We could call in accordance with the practice of the mute, and not to be chesish for the practice of the law. But so Taisa says, Koshe, but then Taisa says that we find in the Gemara something like that. Not as the more I say it, only as a sort of idol. So we find it. It's very strange. Oh. Because it here come and echoes the mute Babel Hop. New is a kush, the taste is the Bramasco. Oh, I guess you know. Mikache Voda Misabla Pshit. So, new is a kush, the Hanam Ash from Hamid Ducht and Hashimish and Minkos, Babel Shoshal Hop, Babel Gitti, the cold, the hind of the monies, Stashkos is money, the Shabbos, the Sorbetish, the Kosh, Hashimish, and the Hubikos, the Rach Gorasi. The Rach Gors is just the first. The most ashamed, except the Gors of the Rach, not the Gors of Rach. The Rach Gorasi, Luitzlich, the Ruben Misavle, the Hodamikach, Umiut Mikache, the Hodamisav, Maori Tame, the Kudeshes, Komashmul, and the Hashimon, Mute. So the girl says just the reverse. That according to most Hasanim, according to the practice of most Hasanim in the city, first they have to send the gift to the Kaaba. Then they perform the gift. So from the point of view of the convention of Hasanim, so this is not the desert, because he hasn't sent yet the Sablonis, the gift. But from the point of view of Miut Hasanim, so it's Mikache Vihoda Misav. So maybe this is the Gdushin. The Gdushin gift. Where is the real gift? Not in it. That will come later. So now the Tengle, we don't have to be Cheshish for the Miut. How much more on that we are Cheshish? So that, so of course it's a Kiddush. But we have to understand that Kiddush as well, don't we go for Sorov? So Taisa says, no. Why don't we go for Sorov? V'hashtem yiche, the chayshinom l'miute mishumchim v'adisa v'shishish. Because we the Rabbonon, mishumchim v'adisa v'shishish, we don't rely on all. So then, the Taisa shishenim in the Rosh, it's mentioned on the margin, the Ashkechon, the Hashinon, the Yut, Mishumachin, the Shishish, that the Mayim Shem on Sokh. In Sokh. Now, with the Rabbonon, so if he come and say he saw the husband of a certain woman, that he fell into the water, and it's Mayim Shem on Sokh, so then his wife is a Sokhulmos. It is Mayim Shem on Sokh. So when you stand on one side of the shore, so you can see the other shore. Maybe if you didn't see him coming up,
So it's a riot that he was down. Otherwise, you would see him come up. But if somebody was bound to the Atlantic, so you can see, maybe he found something in the water, maybe he boat picked him up, who knows? It's something unusual. So then, Rabbonon, she assuming us, but of people who fall in a mine chain salt in the Atlantic, do not come up. It happened, but it's a rarity. The answer is, Mishon Chimer is a sheesh. So Rabbonon, you don't rely on her. That's what Tesis says. If you can mention. So that means, according to Tesis, Hashem Tesis doesn't say why Mishon Chimer is a sheesh. But the Tesis, Hashem and the horse say, because any rov we don't rely. No rov do we rely. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Pitzvo, they say something. They say that if it's a real rov, the Ramban says, then we rely even in the Isaiah. If it's a real rov. Why? By Maishim Sof. So Maishim Sof is special. But generally speaking, even the Rabbanon we rely on a real rov. Even in regard to the Isaiah. But because we rely on all in regard to the Foshis too, Foshis moment, so mainly in regard to the Isaiah, we also rely on the Lilo. And mine seems to be special. It's not a general. But this Rob is not a Lilo. Because this Rob is a Rob Hatol Minik. So if it is a rov atolu b'teva, so then we rely even in regard to the Yisrael Shishish. But since it is a rov atolu b'minek, so some mele in regard to Shishish, because of Chema Shishish, we don't rely on rov atolu b'teva. This is what Ramban says, the Rashba says, now we find this place that's in Sanhedrin, the way the Sheshmaitz explains it, that operates with this concept, the distinction between Rova Tolu Biteva and Rova Tolu Minek. I mean, the Sheshmaitz discusses that. Shmaitz. That's the case that's in Sanhedrin. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Pkimu on the base, raises the question, how do we know that we go basarov in the Gemara? In the Dayon, in the process, so it's in the Pirash Posik, in this week said, Hachei Rabbi Mahatz, but that Posik deals with in the process. How do you know that we go basarov, Dayon, or Besni, even by the Gemara? How do we know? So the Gemara says, Maisel of the Kalvachim, I'm in the Foshe, Emad in the Foshe, the Fier, Omarachmon and Zilba Sarube, in the Momnes Likosh. If the Foshe is more humble than Momnes, so the Torah says, Achir Rabbi Mahatis, except by the Foshe, there has to be not just a Achroy by one person, but by two. It's a special just a cost of government forces. Yeah, in other words, if 12 will say Chayet and 11 members of the Sanhedrin will say Zakai, it doesn't get enough. There has to be a hoy by at least two. So let's say 13 will say Chayev, and 10 will say Zakai, then he's Chayev. But there is a Yinavrov by Nefoshes. So if by Nefoshes that is Mochav, so there is a loch of Rav Dayoni, Malachastamu Lechamo, Lemoveres, Nazo Chamo. Certainly, Rav is effective. Rav doesn't say. Jesus says, Zikashe, that Mumma Dei, Lemoveres, the Kosh Mechini, the Shamech of Peres, Koma Shmuel, the Neil, the Mumma Naharo, the Mai, the Neil, the Shalachim, and the Neposhe. Now, let's see the Morim of Asre, and the Morim of Lechamo. But, because of the cases in the Mekamis, I want to go over that Machlek is Rav Shmuel in the Mekamis, because there are special cases in the Mekamis. Rather than the Basri, the same Gemara. The Jesh and Orach. It's a four. The Yitma, the Mekamis, the Mekamis, the Mekamis, the Mekamis, the Mekamis, Reuben sold an ox to Shimon. Then it turned out that the ox was an ox. It was addicted to gold, naturally. But can he do it then? He got an ox. So he wants to invalidate the Mecca. Now, the question is, for what purpose did he buy the ox? Sometimes a person buys an ox in order to slaughter it in the river. So then it doesn't make any difference, Nakon or Nakon. It's going to slaughter it, what does he care? Nakon or. And sometimes the person buys an ox in order to use it, to use the ox for agricultural purposes. The fish, so he bought it for agricultural purposes, then he cannot use the ox. But if he bought it for slaughter, he can use the ox. He didn't say at the time of the Mecca, whether he buys it for agricultural purposes, or maybe it's not going to smell good, or he buys it, he shrit it, so he doesn't buy it. So, Rav Omar is in a kachtoes. Ushmuel Omar, Yochalei Malei, he shrit in a chartikla. So in other words, so Rav says, Arez in a kachtoes. Arez in a kachtoes, and even though, and the buyer, is entitled to demand a refund of the money, no. The seller is not obligated to give back the money. Because he can say, I sold it to you, Lishrike. You meant Levadie, Lishrike. You should have said it. You're Khalshimale and Lishrike Mahab. So then, the Gemara says, Rav Omar, Arizim Mekachtoes, Zilbos HaRube, the Rube Din Shel Radio Dizab. Most people, most buyers who buy an ox, they buy it for agricultural purposes, not for street purposes. So, I mean, only butchers, so they buy it for street purposes. But some people, when they buy for agricultural purposes. So you like, and from the point of view of the convention of buyers, so in Mele, it does matter whether it's an akron or not an akron. So in Mele, Rab says that the buyer can demand of the seller that he refund the money back to him. Ushmuel Omar, יוכל שיהיה מלא לשחית עם אחר ולא יעבד לנו בשרוב כי יעזרינו בשרוב ביסורי אבל במומנה לא יעזרינו בשרוב אל האמיצי מחבר אל הברה so in the past like Shmuel in Hilchem Bimomein Acha in Hilchem Bimomein Acha Aot Now, so the kashi is, so pieces in Sanhedrin is the kashi. The nominously kosher. No, this is the question. How do we know that we rely on what there's no the Torah mentions like a rabbi hatis and the nefoshes. The Gemara says, "Kalachena." If the nefoshes rely on what Bezni, which is homo, some moment certainly. But Tzia Shmuel says in the Pasuk like Shmuel that the moment we don't go basarot, the moment we don't go basarot, and we go basarot, but the nefoshes, that's the nefoshes, that we go basarot in nefoshes. So cases in the Rakame and Amniach Matim. Gives a very strange dance. I say strange because according to the dance it seems that mommy is more homo than the first. That's strange. But Tesis in Baba Kame, that from Zion with base, not in Shechel Zapor. So he says, Tesis says the Kashi, that from Zion with base, Kamashnon in Hilchim, Omnacharo, Tene Matam in Hilchim, Lisa Bikalachim in the first, Skalim to the Kame Zalela. Madim Poshes, the Khmir Am Rahman is Rubus Arubin in Mondes the Kosh, but to Rubi Resekamor, as Munim bin Poshes, the Sahubi, the Yom of the Yesh Lena, the Hosom Gabi Dayoni in Shane, the Hoshid Mil Bidu to Mishane, the Lekel Remainer Hosom Rik Momin the Haskas Mori, the Best Matkin Me, our Gabi Shoma Main Dik and Mil to Hazoke, Loyazmin of the Sahubi. So Pace is Terrace is Namia, not in other places. That in the Hanami, that Mormon is more humble than the Poshes. How is Mormon more humble than the Poshes? Why is Mormon more humble? Because there is a Cheskes Mormon. Cheskes Mormon. So why does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin that we go to Sarov Dayonim in the Mormon is a Kalachim upon the Poshes? Man, the Poshes, so Rov Dayonim is Machria. So Mormon, the Mormon is certainly, but Mormon is more humble because there is the Cheskas Mormon, the Foshes, there is no Cheskas. Strange, but that's the way it is. So Tesis says, over there, so it's not just talk. There, the milk is kimandles. Milk kimandles. And there is a Reb Chaim, it's not in the Sefer. I don't know whether it is mentioned in the other Reb Chaim. I don't know. But there is a Reb Chaim that there is a Marich. The Marich says that whenever there is a power between two litigants, and then the person knows that that child that is involved between the two parties, between the day and the bar, is Torah Machlech Rishayim. Torah Machlech Rishayim. According to most Rishayim, so the mitzvah is chayav to pay to the Tadeya. And according to Mil Torah,